Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Cards on the Table by Agatha Christie. First published in 1936 by William Collins and Sons, today's book is all about games, murders, and cards. Now, if you're a regular listener to Dark Mysteries, you'll know that I do like my Agatha Christie. However, today's review is in honour of the great lady's 130th birthday, which was last week. Mr. Shaitana is a well-known dandy around London. He's obscenely rich and known for hosting the best parties in town. But Mr. Shaitana couldn't be described as a nice person. He is manipulative and cruel and a collector of objects, snuff, boxes, Egyptian artifacts, and other people's secrets. One night, he invites Hercule Poirot to an intimate bridge party at his home and entices the famous detective by telling him that one of his guests is a murderer and a murderer who got away with it. He challenges Poirot to identify which person is the culprit. When Poirot arrives, he finds that he's not the only sleuth invited to Shaitana's party. He's also joined by crime novelist Ariadne Oliver, a Scotland Yard detective, and a man from the Secret Service. And as the other guests arrive, the four of which one is a murderer, Shaitana sits back to watch the game between the sleuths and the guests. Then when the guests play an actual game of bridge, Mr. Shaitana isn't the one with the last laugh. Mr. Shaitana, who excuses himself to sit by the fire, is later found dead, stabbed in the heart with one of his own curios, a stiletto blade. Now with a real body on their hands, the four sleuths must work out which one of the four bridge players killed Mr. Shaitana, and starting with which one of them killed before. Now the premise of Cards on the Table is incredibly clever. Four potential murderers put in a room with four detectives, and then under everyone's nose, one new murder is committed. Christie delivers, as always, a page-turning, surprising and highly entertaining story. Poirot and the other detectives work together, kind of, but each of them conducts their own investigations and they occasionally share information. The four suspects are interviewed one by one, and their backstories are interrogated, each one of them with their own tale of innocence and guilt. There's the young and nervous-seeming Miss Meredith, the incredibly capable Mrs. Lorimer, the flash Dr. Roberts, and the strong, silent Major Despard. Despite the key characters in this murder investigation, my favourite characters were Mr. Shaitana and Ariadne Oliver. Mr. Shaitana is an exotic dandy nemesis of Poirot's who took delight in manipulating others. In his short appearance in this book, he makes a lasting impression as an excellent supervillain. Ariadne Oliver, who is a successful writer of novels starring her vegetarian Finnish detective, is quirky and clever and a compulsive apple eater. And unlike Mr. Shaitana, she is a recurring character in Poirot investigations. One last comment. Maybe I would have liked this book better if I understood the rules of bridge or if I'd ever actually played it. So if you like manipulative games, parties filled with potential murderers, Egyptian objects, and battling sleuths, I recommend Cards on the Table by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.